Two men from the Bering Sea village of Chivak survived two stormy nights in the wilderness. The barren coastal flats where they were lost left no cover, and strong winds kept aerial search teams at bay. According to the volunteer searchers that found them, they're alive only because they listened to advice they got from their elders. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
If there's one thing survival experts repeat over and over, it's this little piece of advice.
You don't know where you are, you need to stop and think, because if you keep going, you can be out in the middle of nowhere.
That's the head of Chivak Search and Rescue, Roy Achak. He says stopping can conserve your gas on a snow machine, but it also makes you easier to find when the search teams come looking for you. Achak was one of many volunteers in the Bering Sea coastal area that spent their weekend looking for two lost travelers. Alaska State Troopers identified them as Leon Olron, age 24, and Tom Jones, age 28. The two were in the midst of a whiteout when they lost their way home.
Whiteout and stormy at the same time. Ground storm, real bad ground storm.
Those conditions made it nearly impossible to search. Aerial assistance was offered by the Alaska State Troopers, who flew in their C-130 to the area, but it was too windy. Achak says even the Alaska Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopter had to turn back.
That's how bad it was.
But volunteer search and rescue teams from Chivak, Cooper Bay, and Scammon Bay hit the ground. They're all too familiar with what can happen to stranded travelers on the harsh coastal flats.
We don't have trees like the YK interior delta area, you know, where they can seek shelter, you know, we're exposed.
Early Monday morning, a Chivak team headed towards the mountains. There, they were surprised to find the two lost men riding their snow go towards home.
They were wet and cold, but they were still had that drive to, you know, return to their destination.
The search team helped to escort them to the village. Jones was uninjured, but Thomas Olron was medevaced by helicopter for frostbite. Coordinator Mark Olron asked a few questions to see how they survived two nights with barely any survival gear.
He told me that he had advice from the elder that if there's no way for them to get to their destination, he stopped and then made shelter away from the wind so that that might have been the one that kept him alive.
When they were found on the trail, weather conditions had improved substantially, and Achak says the two likely decided it was finally time to go home. I'm Shane Iverson.